Hello and welcome to the Chris Allen podcast, brought to you in association with WCRFM, Wolverhampton's local radio station, which you can hear on 101.8 FM via WCRFM.com or by telling your smart speaker to play WCRFM. In this episode, we'll be hearing from Martin Livermore, MBE, who is one of the Deputy Lord Lieutenants in the West Midlands. We'll hear from him about his role and also about the King's Bunting Initiative, encouraging us to get crafting for a colourful coronation. Also, don't forget, if you want to apply to have your street clothes for a free party, you need to apply by April the 24th. Details are on the council website at www.wolverhampton.gov.uk. Here's my conversation with Martin. There's lots of deputies that go around doing lots of good work, Martin. Welcome. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here and thank you for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit about the office to start with. I think some of us know it links in sort of representing the King now in the West Midlands. But tell us a little bit about what you do and what your role is.
Right. Well, the office of the Lieutenancy dates back all the way to King Henry VIII. So it's
right.
One of the oldest established
offices. As old as the Church of England, then.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the function of the Lieutenancy is really to be the eyes and ears for the monarchy, who's ever serving at the time. Today, it's very much ceremonial. Previously, way back in the days, it was about ensuring that peace was kept and unity was kept within the regions.
Right.
The West Midlands Lieutenancy, represented by Sir John Crabtree, he's directly appointed by His Majesty.
Yes.
And then he will choose his deputies. And there's roughly about 60 of us serving a 2.5 million population. And I was had the honour and the pleasure to serve John.
That was great. And I noticed there's a whole load of some new colleagues, actually, have been appointed in the last week or so as well. So it's obviously growing there. And the West Midlands is one of the biggest areas that's covered in this way.
Absolutely. I mean, outside of London, we do serve a very large and multi-diverse populace. And
yeah.
It's important for His Majesty and ourselves to be au fait, and for the public to also to be au fait in what we do.
Now, you said they're ceremonial, and you know, you're not going around keeping the peace on behalf of the King anymore. But actually, that I think it underplays a little bit, because it's also the office that sort of awards people for great work that they do in the community as well, whether that be organisations you recommend for Queen's, well, King's Awards as they now are, also for MBEs and the like.
Absolutely. I mean, the King's Award for Voluntary Service is recognition to...
We're having to get used to saying that, aren't we?
Still? We are. It's. I'm sure in the next couple of years it will be ingrained in us. But,
yeah.
Ultimate Enterprise, the King's Award for Enterprise. You know, businesses are doing absolutely superb things, from innovation, international trade. And, you know, it's a way of awarding them for the good work they do, as well as employability and sustainability. So,
and we need that encouragement in all that we do, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, so many unsung heroes in our community, and if we can recognise them by way of a national honours, then it's so be.
Indeed. No, absolutely. Now, you mentioned environmental aspects, sustainability there, and now it's a massive priority for His Majesty. And there's this idea, well, let's make our own bunting. Let's be sustainable in that way.
Absolutely. I mean, the coronation's coming up, a bit like the Queen's Jubilee last year. A lot of excitement. And it's one way in which I had the great opportunity going out around street parties and different community centres. And it's amazing what we do. And this year, the King is championing sustainable bunting.
Right.
And you mentioned earlier about the Queen's Green Canopy, which I was, again, humbled to be part of in the region of Wolverhampton. 36,000 trees.
Yes.
I think we did the largest amount in the region.
Wow. We like to be first in Wolverhampton, don't we?
Well, Wolverhampton is always first. You know, but more importantly, is what the communities all do together.
Yeah.
And I think now with sustainable bunting, is being able to look at that and say, you know, we are going to have a king for quite a while going forward, so let's do something, let's be innovative. Let's work together and come up with something.
And so schools and colleges, community groups, and get involved with this, businesses, other organisations as well. So they're making the bunting rather than just hanging up plastic red, white, and blue, making bunting, which is obviously more attractive anyway. And that's all coming together. How do people register with that, or do they just make you aware and just?
I think first and foremost, take a picture. Don't. Take a picture and send it into the Left Tenancy.
Right.
And we will try and get the information out, who's doing what. And again, this wonderful community radio station will help to spread the word even further.
We will indeed.
There is also a website as well, where the Buckhouse for always to be able to get their photos up and communicate it out and tweet what you're doing.
And there's also a hashtag. There's always a hashtag now, the hashtag the King's Bunting.
Absolutely.
It's out there on social media. If you put a search for King's Bunting, you'll find it out there. So we've got the coronation weekend. Then you've got the coronation on the 6th, and then the big lunch on Sunday, with lots of street parties. We're going to be hearing about those in Wolverhampton later on the show. And then on Monday the 8th, the big help out, helping volunteering make a difference in the community.
Very important. We are going through difficult times, and I think it is the eyes and ears of our neighbours that helps us to keep a steadfast and warm environment. So the big help out is to say, how can we help each other? Is there someone down the street that we may have not said hello to for a while? Just give them a knock on the door to see how they're doing. There's so many things we can be doing.
And in fact, build on perhaps some of the great work that happened during the pandemic one area I will mention in Wolverhampton who won the Queen's Award. They during lockdown, they went out, they had a treat and chat visit.
Yes.
Because they would take a treat around to the house, but socially distanced. But they realised actually chatting for 5 minutes was as important.
Very much so. Whilst going through the Queen's Jubilee, it was always important to see neighbours coming out, celebrating the day, but celebrating each other. And that interaction was so great to see. And we know, in our great city of Wolverhampton, there are so many things we can be doing, volunteering, and just basically enjoying the day.
Indeed, indeed. Now, so if people want to go to thebighelpout.org.uk, there's lots of opportunities on there, and you can register as well. That's open, and that's tying in with the coronation weekend. There's so much happening over that weekend. There's a big Visaki celebration in West Park here. It's going to be a mad weekend. It has to be. So I've been trying to find out who's sorting out the weather. But we're Britain, aren't we?
Well, we wouldn't expect anything if it's not a little bit inclement.
That was Martin Levermore, MBE, one of the Deputy Lord Lieutenants in the West Midlands, and you'll find the link from our conversation in the show notes. If you have any stories or news, you can email me via chris@wcrfm.com. And that's it for this episode, and I look forward to you joining me next time on the Chris Allen Podcast.